Wise men say only fools rush in. My friends, it's Sean Vieg with the Fitness Unleashed with Sean podcast. I almost forgot the name of it for a second. Maybe because I'm still on my vacation up here in Big Fork, Montana, sitting on my patio, my condo right now, looking across at Big Fork Bay, and through the trees I can see the Flathead Lake. It's very chilly today. It's in the low 50s and my fingers are a little numb sitting out here, but I love to be outside when I record these podcasts. Today on this podcast episode, I want to give you an update of things that are coming your way with Sean Vieg Fitness and all things related to Sean Vieg Fitness, and also with this podcast, as this is episode number 5, I believe, doing another solo one. What did you think of the last episode, episode 4? I had some big news in that one. I won't tell you exactly what it was, but when you have a moment, go back and take a listen to episode number 4. I was very, very jazzed and excited to finally announce this news, and we'll see what happens the next 6 months and beyond. I took some notes today for this update. As I said, I'm in Big Fork, Montana, where I used to work at the Big Fork Summer Playhouse as an actor, singer, dancer, and also directed Hello Dolly back in 2006. My wife and I come up here about once a year, partake in a couple of shows at the Playhouse, and have a very nice time. It's a great energy there. I find that theater, especially seeing live theater, really inspires me for my own brand, for my own business when it comes to writing and doing new videos and new challenges and everything that goes along with running a fitness brand. My mouth is cold. My teeth are actually chattering a little bit. We went out for breakfast this morning and about 9 out of the 10 people around us were wearing winter coats. Some had the big puffy George Costanza Gore-Tex winter coats on as well. I was wearing a t-shirt because my triceps kept me warm, but I was cold. It was windy. We sat inside, of course, and I tell you, coffee tastes so good when it's a little chilly out. I hit the gym this morning. I've been doing plank workouts, or a little plank series after my workouts. I didn't do too much today because I don't like to hit it too hard every day. I do a lot of cross training, but I did get upstairs to the yoga room there where I taught a class a few days ago, a guest class, and I did about 10-15 minutes of planks. If you go to my Instagram channel, that's at Sean Vieg Fitness, I posted a video of some of the plank routine I was doing today. It was called Around the World Planks, all on forearms, and definitely very challenging, but the planks are a great way either at the beginning of your workout or at the end. It's all body weight, so it's very convenient, but a great way to focus your energies, your mind, and your breath. You can really dig into the breath. A lot of in the nose, out the nose breathing. You can breathe on a four counts in, four counts out, or 10 seconds in, hold for 10 seconds, exhale for 10 seconds. It's a great way to increase your oxygen uptake ability, how efficiently your body can take in and utilize the oxygen and dump it into your bloodstream for, well, your workouts and also for life. We're about at 3,000 feet here in Montana. Back home, we live at 8,000 feet, so there definitely is a lot more oxygen here. Not as much as Wisconsin, which is at like 300 above sea level, but I digress. But I wanted to mention that. Every week I do something different in my workouts, definitely change something up or add some kind of new sequence. And the plank has been happening for the last few weeks now. I feel great. I even do it on off days because it's such a great focus exercise. And I have so many issues with focus. When I am focused, everything rings true. Everything is on fire. And my ability to work and to get new ideas and to write and do the things I know I need to do is doubled and tripled. I do so well with the focus. But I realized since I was about 5 years old, that's been my main issue. I have an idea in my head and I seldom can do it like I see it in my head because my mind drifts and I get involved in other things. So focus is a big one. Let me tell you some announcements here, updates coming up that I'm working on. I've mentioned it several times, but I've not yet begun working on this this new book other than a cover that I got for it. The cover looks pretty neat. It's as of right now, the title is Yoga and Pilates for Runners. It's definitely going to be an ebook, maybe a paperback as well. That's the goal. It goes right in line with my books, Power Yoga for Athletes, with Pilates for Athletes. I've done a number of books, and I do a lot of videos, a lot of work in the athletic field doing these bodyweight exercises. I think it's still very underutilized, and I've been doing more running lately. I'm definitely not a runner. I've never run a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon. My wife's done a few of those. My best friend Peter does the Disney Marathon every year. We were talking about that yesterday. He doesn't even train for it. His philosophy, and it actually makes a little bit of sense, is that it's the training that beats your body up so much. So he takes care of his body, he eats well, and he exercises a lot. He cross trains, and he works a lot with his hands. He likes to work outside. So when it comes time to do the race in January in Orlando, he's actually pretty fresh. Not that it's easy. I mean, it's tough for him, but he does make it through, and he turns 50 next year, so I'm very proud of him. He does very well with those. Afterwards, he takes a soak in the tub and then goes to the beer garden at Epcot and stuffs himself, because you can do that after you run a marathon. But yeah, Yoga and Pilates for Runners, that's the book. When I get back to Colorado, we head back tomorrow night. Definitely jumping back into a lot of big projects. That's one of them. Going to sit down and really start planning it. I have a lot of notes I've already made for it. Done a lot of research for it, talked to a lot of people about it, but hopefully get that book out in the next number of months. I don't know. I rush things sometimes. I rush some of these books where I know I should really take a lot longer and dig a lot deeper, so I probably will end up doing that, but I'll keep you posted about the book. In line with that book is I'm hunting around for a literary agent. So if you know somebody, send them my way. Give them my email, seanveekfitness@gmail.com. The first paperback I did, Power Yoga for Athletes, that was nice because the publisher actually contacted me. They had an idea for a book, Yoga for Athletes, and they went about doing a lot of Google searches, and my name and videos and everything got popping up. So they contacted me and said, do you want to write a book? Because I never, at that point, had never thought about doing a book. I hadn't written in a long time. I wrote short blogs, and I used to write really inane, random short stories. One was Santa Claus versus his elves. The elves went on strike, so they had a big war. Most of my short stories as a kid ended up with tanks and aircraft and everyone blowing everybody up. It's hard to tie that into yoga and Pilates and fitness, but perhaps I will find a way up the road to do that. This is all done in a typewriter also. I still have the stories. Maybe I'll read them in one of the videos at the end. I think that would be a hoot to get an idea of where I'm coming from with my prose. But anyway, I've been looking up some literary agents, certain authors that I know of or know personally. I like to look up who represents them. That's a good start, especially if there's somebody in fitness. But I've contacted one agency, and I filled out their full form. I really took my time with it, and all they sent back was like one sentence, like, oh, this isn't a fit for us, all best. They didn't even say all the best, all best, and whoever they were. So that was a little silly and unprofessional, but that's how it goes. So I'll keep sending out to new agents, because I like to get some new paperback book deals on the horizon. Podcast. Let's talk about the podcast for a moment. This is episode number 5. My lips are chattering. It's cold out here. Might as well start snowing and singing. Might as well sing some Christmas carols. Reaching out to a bunch of guests. I wrote out about a list of 20 people I'm going to reach out to. A lot of them are fitness people. A lot of them you probably know. I've done collaborations with them before, so I'm excited to have them on the podcast to test out my interviewing chops. I think I'm more of a Johnny Carson type interviewer. Just give a good question and let somebody talk and really flesh out what they want to talk about. I want to work on not interrupting people very much. Definitely we'll have a dialogue, and it's nice to have a little plan, but most of the conversations you want to let them go where they will. Spontaneous, invigorating, and inspiring. Fitness people, but also reaching out to other people. This podcast, I'd like to spread it out also into some film, cinema, you know, some of my other passions that I have too. Amateur film historian, music, opera. So we'll see where it goes. You always have the choice to listen. Now, I'm dropping my notes here. It's just windy and I'm cold. I never expected this. It was about 85 degrees yesterday. See, can you feel the cold? I can feel it. The pages are blowing everywhere. It's just a disaster. guests and topics also will be... I'm working to get the podcast on iTunes. It's not on there yet. I'm not sure if it's going to be sent there automatically. I have to do a little research in that. The way I operate, I like to start recording, start doing things right away. Then we'll figure out how to structure it and get it, you know, to all the spots later on. But I don't like to rest too much. I want to get going. I want to get the experience of recording these and getting them out to you and getting myself getting a little more comfortable speaking in these. I speak in front of the camera all the time, but this is a little different medium, but it's an amazing way to impart a lot of different ideas and knowledge and bring on a lot of different people that we can chat with. 30-day challenges. I just finished the 30-day Pilates challenge. I tell you, I'm a little spent right now. I filmed all of those power yoga videos for the 30-day power yoga challenge, and then all those Pilates videos for the 30-day Pilates challenge. I'll put those two links down below to those challenges. I might take a little break from the filming for a while. I actually wrote that in my journal. Wanted to focus more on the podcast, on writing articles and blogs and books, and also getting the new paperback deal. I do a couple other businesses also, so do a little more focus on that as well. So if you have any ideas, send them my way. I filmed thousands of workout videos. I was thinking about maybe doing some more with weights, kettlebells, straps, equipment, fun stuff like that, maybe filming in the gym and also filming with some other people. There's some trainers at Nick's Pro Fitness that I really like that I'm friends with. I was thinking about maybe doing some joint videos with them where they show me some stuff, put me through some things, and we can film that. I think that would be fun. Definitely a change of pace. It'd be a little outside my comfort zone, so that's always good. My comfort zone is going out to a mountain, laying my mat on top of a rock or a pine cone that goes right up my woohoo, and then filming a 45-minute power yoga, you know, calisthenic-type video. So this would definitely be outside of my wheelhouse, and I think that's good. Challenge myself in a different way. And let's face it, I cross-train all the time. I film mainly body weight, but I go to the gym 2-3 times a week. I do weight training. I work with kettlebells. I work with straps. Battle ropes, a lot of cross training that way. So I'll start planning some of those type videos. But the body weight stuff, is, as I wrote down right here, spent. I did all those Pilates ones and my mind operates. I always want to, every video I do, I want them to be unique and definitely has some new ideas in them, new ways of thinking about movement and also new movements, new exercises, new sequences. Right now, my brain's a little fried, and I feel that if I filmed right now, I would find myself very redundant and very boring, and I would get frustrated. So I'm still taking maybe another week or so off. I say that now, but then I get an idea, a germ of an idea in my head, and I just jump on it. So I'll keep you posted on that. Yoga for kids and teens. This is the end of August. School is starting, or it's already started. And I filmed a 5-part series last year, that was early this year, I think. Yoga for Kids and Teens. I'll put the link to that down below also. It's perfect for any school from ages 3 to senior year. Heck, it's good for college and beyond. But it's designed for a Monday through Friday program. You can repeat it as much as you want. Addie, my dog, makes many, many appearances in it. The challenge has been doing very well. I've gotten so much feedback every day from comments and emails and photos. So if your school's doing it, please send me your feedback and your photos from the class, and I will post them. Send them to seanveegfitness@gmail.com. Only good stuff. Send me some good photos, like everybody doing tree or warriors. But I've gotten great photos so far, and I love sharing them. Yoga is extremely accessible. schools, all you need is a mat. Most schools already have workout mats. You can roll out the mats in the gym, in the classroom, in the hallway, outside, on the playground, and jump all over this series. Each video, they're not very long. They're about 20 minutes, I believe, between 20 and 25 minutes each. And I go through a whole lot of yoga flows and poses. So yoga for kids and teens. The link is down below in the description for this podcast. Get your school on it. Share it with your teachers, your administrators, your principals. If you're a teacher, grab it and never look back. It's so healthy for kids, teaching them proper breathing, proper focus, balance, strength, also total body strength and flexibility, and give them a great appreciation for how their mind and their body and even their spirit, bring that spirit into it, connect. Because stressed out kids become stressed out adults, and yoga gives you an amazing tool to relax and focus anytime you need to. Do a whole nother podcast just on that, I think. I taught for a few, my mouth is numb, it's so cold out here. I taught for a few years at the Montessori School in Celebration, Florida as their yoga teacher, so it was a beautiful way to see firsthand the difference between the kids when they would come into the class and when they would leave the class. They would always leave so focused, walking taller, not distracted, and they left with a big smile on their face. Some of them would fall asleep during Shavasana, so just like the adults. A couple more things. Let me get. How long have I been recording now? I can't even see. Okay. 16 minutes. I got to cut these down, but once I get talking, if you're still listening, God bless you. Thanks for listening. Podcast episodes come and go, my friends. Listen to the ones you want. Dump the ones you don't want to listen to. Beautiful supply and demand. I've been thinking about doing live workouts. I'm not sure where. It'd either be on Facebook or YouTube. I think it'd be really cool to have once a week, like a date, where I would do a workout probably on my deck, some kind of body weight only. That'd probably be the most accessible. Yoga, Pilates, flexibility, stretching, morning, evening, something like that. If you're interested in that, let me know. Let me know on Facebook or Instagram. I'll do a little research into that. I know it's so easy to do these live workouts now. I mean, actually, I can just do them right on my phone too. So I think that would be cool, maybe every Wednesday. But I'll keep you posted about that. I'm working hard to keep reaching out to more people, to work with people, even if it's via a camera, because a lot of what I do is very solitary. It's Addie and I out filming somewhere, working on my computer in my loft, filming in my yard, writing things. So it's very solitary. I like to mingle with more people and get direct feedback. I think that's really cool. That's why I started personal training again at Nick's Pro Fitness in Evergreen, to work one-on-one with people like I used to. I realized I was kind of drifting too far away. You get a little aloof and you lose that touch. You can write back and forth, but it's not the same as actually at least talking to somebody via a live workout or, of course, working with somebody in person. The last thing I've written down here, newsletter. I have a newsletter. I send it out about every 2 weeks. If you're interested in receiving it, I'll put the link to it down below. Actually, no, I'm not. Do I know the link? I won't put it down below. Go to my website, seanveegfitness.com, and it's right there. It'll pop up on the screen, actually. If you're on the page for a number of seconds, you can sign up for it right there at seanveegfitness.com. Okay? Good. I didn't bring any DVDs with me up here to Montana, which kind of stinks because I don't like watching regular TV. I can't stand watching commercials. I thought I'd mention that. I'm going through severe Columbo withdrawals right now. So I'm a TCM guy, Turner Classic Movies, no commercials. Every night here, I like to stay up late. I stretch and do writing and work, and I have TCM on in the background. It's a nice one to have on. It's very calming. There's something very calming about it. So I hope you enjoyed episode 5. There's a little update for you on things that I'm working on. This is kind of like a journal entry for me also. It's very therapeutic to announce these things. I'm the type of guy that if I announce it, then I have to do it. Being self-employed like this with my brand, it's easy to have an idea, and it's also very easy to not follow through on it. But I know that if I keep mentioning these ideas, I will work on them, and I'll work on them with a lot of enthusiasm. I'm cold, but thanks so much for listening. This is the Fitness Unleashed with Sean podcast. Solo recordings with just me, and also watch for plenty of more guests. And also my best friend, Stefan, he's going to have a recurring role on this podcast. We talk almost every day, so we have so many things to talk about. And I hope you enjoy those conversations as well. And I look forward to returning to Colorado tomorrow and getting back to work full-time, working on all these exciting things I just mentioned a few minutes ago in this podcast. All right? I'm cold. I'm going to go inside and take a hot bath. God bless, my friends. Thanks for listening. Take care.